All right, another big challenge this week. Detroit is red hot, coming off of a big win versus Arizona. They had to come back to win that ball game. Their offense is dynamic, led by Matt Stafford, who's among the finest QBs in the league. Their O-line is a remade unit. They're functioning well together. They're playing well. They have a handful of matchup pieces on the offensive perimeter. Tate, Jones, and Galladay, either with size, speed, or quickness. Ebron, a tight end, who's a fine receiving player. And Abdullah and Riddick, both at the running back spot, who create matchup problems. Their defense is a multiple unit with good veteran leadership and youthful talent. They play with strong, deep, and physical defensive linemen. Jared Davis is adapting to the pro game well out of Florida. Their back end is smart, combative in both the run and the pass, and they're led by Glover Quinn. Special teams, they have a good group of core players, as you'd find. They're about eight deep in that position. Carey, Killebrew, and Bellore lead the way there. Prater's a tremendous kicker and has a great history behind him, and he had to double up in the punting duties last week and did an admirable job there. With that, let's open it up.
Last year, the Lions gave up, I think, over 70% pass completions to quarterbacks. What have they done differently? What do you see differently in their defense that has enabled them to kind of scale the ball a little bit?
Well, it starts up front for them. They're a different team at home than they are on the road, but they still get after the quarterback on a fast surface. They play with the wide nine techniques. They're physical up front. They do a great job getting off the ball and pushing back into the quarterback, and that helps them out there. And they're growing there. They had a young group who is getting better up front. They added Davis, who helps them as a linebacker. He helps them in the linebacker unit. He's young. He's athletic. He's learning the pro game, but he is adapting quickly there. In their secondary, they have a couple ball hawks there. They are multiple in the secondary, so they always keep you guessing, but they're a talented group.
Ben, what was Odell able to do today?
He was limited.
How much did he took 17 reps?
He was limited.
How did you think he ran?
He was limited today.
How much more optimistic are you that he can play this week?
More than last week. We got him out there.
Ben, there was a report that 3 days before the game, he was in a dance-off with Russell Westbrook at a club. Did you hear about that, and what's your reaction to hearing that?
Yeah, Odell was limited today.
Was he limited on the dance floor last week?
So you don't have any issue with a guy who's hurt?
He was limited today.
Coach, you look at the game film from last Sunday. How impressed with you were you with B.J. Goodson in his first NFL start?
B.J.'s made a lot of progress. Each week is a new challenge for a young player, and we look forward to him from learning from last week's game and gaining some confidence and being ready for this week.
How impressed are you with the leap he's taken from the rookie year over into his sophomore year, becoming more of a leader on this defense?
Again, I have a lot of confidence in B.J. He'll have a chance to learn and grow each and every week, and this week is no different.
Ben, Bobby Hart was out today, I presume?
He did not practice.
If he can't play Monday, who's your right tackle?
We'll roll a couple different guys in there. We'll take a look at it, and we'll see how the week goes. They're all an option.
How much did Justin keep playing tackle this summer? What makes you think he can just swing back out there?
Yeah, we have a variety of guys who are talented that can go out there and play at the right tackle spot, and we'll take a look at a variety of guys this week and see how it plays out.
Would you lean toward less changes in terms of positions, or are you okay with scrambling?
We'll lean towards who can help us put the best five out there.
Ben, can you just talk about degree of difficulty calling plays as a head coach versus as a coordinator, just in terms of the attention you can give it and whether, you know, managing the rest of the game gets in the way at all?
No, I mean, the communication is really the same. The difference is you take a third wheel out of the game management part of things. That's really the case. I have a chance to manage the game and call the plays on offense. I think that's easier than having the third spoke to the wheel.
What's your message to the fans this week, home opener, coming off the last game? What can they expect from this club?
We're definitely excited to be back home in prime time. We know the fans are going to be juiced up and ready to go, and we're going to need them at our back.
If Odell can play, is there a danger, just leading into the week, of the guys thinking, well, he's here to save us?
No, I don't think. I think, you know, we took a look in the mirror, and we know we have some work to do as a football team, and we're addressing it head on.
What changes, though, in your place, in your mind? What do you get?
What do you mean, what changes?
Change
Odell, Odell's a dynamic playmaker. He brings a lot of energy to the football game. One of the best players in the league, regardless of position.
But you as a coach, I'm approaching differently. I'm talking about the game. When you're out there,
you play the game. You play the game as it unfolds. I think he's healthy, for one thing. He's definitely someone who can – he doesn't get a lot of credit for being a quarterback who can move in the pocket and extend plays, and I think that's one of the things that he does best. He takes advantages of matchups, and he can make a variety of throws, all the throws from a variety of different body positions. So he's very, very accurate that way. He doesn't have to be in a clean pocket. He can get out and he can create.
You mentioned you took time to reflect and take a look at some of the mistakes you made. What's the one thing on offense that people could potentially see different on Monday night?
We sat down, we watched the tape, we addressed it. We realized that coming off of a primetime game on the road that we're blessed with a long week this week, so we have a full week to practice. We'll be able to get the pads on tomorrow, and we're excited to do so.
Ben, do you have to keep your antenna up for any signs of possibility of offense, defense split?
We played one football game, 1-16. We learned from it, we flushed it, and we moved on.
Ben, the narrative all offseason and preseason was about how hard the O-line worked and they were better and they would be better. What happens now that after a week one where they weren't better?
We keep working to get better, but again, everyone keeps pointing to the offensive line. There's enough to go around, but we have to work this week to improve it. It's 1 week.
What else goes around? Where else is the blame line?
What's that? No one's blaming anybody. We have a lot of work to do as an offense. It's not just the offensive line.
Does it start with them, though?
No.
How did you grade out Eli's game?
You want me to give you the grades for Eli? You think I'm going to stand up here and give you the grades for a player? No. No, you have 11 guys on offense. It takes all 11 to have a successful play and win the down on offense. Not just the center, not just the guards, it takes all 11.
One more question.
Did this team practice like they had a chip on their shoulder today? Is there a feeling that they want to get right back at it?
We had a good practice with a lot of energy, and we got better today.